Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
On the fan, McMonagle here with you. I got you for 3 hours until we get you to the warm-up show at 5-888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side on this Thursday morning. Helsley and Williams, the gifts that keep on giving. As both of these teams don't know when to stop using these relievers who can't get anybody out. Unbelievable. We'll get to football. We'll get to the devastating injury for the New York Jets. But we'll start with our baseball team, specifically the Yankees here, as game two of the gauntlet. That not just me. I heard Keith say I like to call it the gauntlet. Not me. Everyone calls it the gauntlet. We have latched on to the word gauntlet. The gauntlet that is these 12 games. Game one went really well. Game two is a frustrating loss for the New York Yankees. They had a 3-0 lead. They had a 4-1 lead. You get a couple of home runs, and we know the records when the Yankees hit multiple home runs in a game. Will Warren was looking good early on. And then, of course, you lose the same way the Yankees have lost so many games with the bullpen implosion and particularly, obviously, Devin Williams. And I understand, look, I don't think Devin Williams should have been in this game in that spot. I do understand that on some level I'm different than most people. Like, I do think, like, no one's going to give Weaver any flack. Weaver has to get out of that inning. Every single guy they went to in this game, every single guy Boone goes to in this game gives up runs. Like, that part of it is, like, they're going to have to find a way, this bullpen, right? As they're taking on these teams now over these 12 games, they're all playoff teams, blah, blah, we've gone over it. The issue with this team right now is that I don't know, like, what this bullpen is. That's the one thing that does scare me a little bit. Both these teams, obviously, the pitching for the Mets, we'll get to it. But Cruz is just coming back from injury. Weaver was not good in this game. I mean, you're hoping on Weaver and Bednar. And that's the thing about the Devin Williams situation. Because for me, I think, again, I think in this game, Boone is trying to stay away from Weaver. From Williams. You want to stay away from Williams, right? Everyone's like, oh, we'll bring him in earlier. Or, you know, like, he goes to Cruz to get out of the sixth after Warren gives up the home run to Pena. He gives up runs. Obviously, there's the issue of Stanton in the outfield, as Judge still can't play the outfield, and you need Stanton's bat in there. But Cruz gives up runs. Then you go into that inning in the seventh with Weaver. He gives up a run, thankfully gets out of it with just a tie game. And now you're in the eighth, and you can bring in your closer, Bednar. That's what I would have done. I would have brought in Bednar. But I think the plan was to take that lead in the seventh and go Weaver and Bednar and split the last two innings, the last three innings between those two relievers and leave Williams off of it. But they're unable to keep the lead, and we see it time and time again. This manager, and really every manager in baseball, once the game is tied, he treats it completely different. Once they blow the lead, once they don't have that advantage, then the game is treated completely different. But the point is, for both of these teams, with Helsley and with Williams, as they are clearly the story of today, as Helsley gives up the 3-run home run to Carpenter and blows that and has that game blown open by Detroit, and Williams blows the game in the eighth. Look, we could talk about it because I have no problem going to him over Duvall. Duvall stinks too. Duvall's been terrible. The trade deadline has pretty much been pretty awful for both of these teams when it comes to the reliever market. I mean, everyone they brought in pretty much stinks. Soto was able to have a one and one-third innings. He hasn't been great as of late, but he pitched well into this game. But Rodgers has been okay, soft contact, but hasn't been great. And for the Yankees, Doval has stunk. Bird, they brought in, immediately went to the minor leagues. And Bednar has obviously turned into their closer. But Duval, he comes in, and he's a mess too. And that's what's frustrating about this game too, because they end up scoring the three runs, and Bednar comes in after Devin Williams is squeezed by the umpire. And obviously that's going to be a big story. Brian Walsh, the home plate umpire. Yes, I think it's fair to say Devin Williams in the eighth inning got squeezed in this game. It's fair. I'm not inclined to defend Devin Williams. We all know how terrible he's been. But he's squeezed in this inning. They're off. I mean, he gets thrown out, and he was telling the umpire, four different pitches you screwed me on. He absolutely did. He absolutely did. He got squeezed in this inning. It might have been a different inning. It might have been a different inning. And that's the bottom line. Like, the bottom line is he's got to be better. The bottom line is he's got to be better. I know he shouldn't be. You don't want him in the game. I think the ultimate goal was to keep him out of the game if they could keep the lead. They couldn't. They went to Cruz first. He gives up runs. They go to Weaver with a one-run lead. He gives up the run. They couldn't get Alvarez out at all this entire game. Alvarez killed them in this game. Four hits go in the opposite field for big base hits that tie the game. I think the plan was to avoid Williams, to avoid Duvall, and have Weaver and Bednar for the final three innings and split it between the two of them. But Weaver comes in, throws 22 pitches, and gives up the run, and that's when plans change. And that's when they decide to go to Williams instead of going to Bednar in the tie game in the eighth, because they don't want to waste their closer on a game that they don't have the advantage anymore. And that's where we could disagree. Like, I would have still brought in the closer. I would have brought in Bednar. I would have tried to get through the eighth inning and see what happens. But these teams, we see it over and over again. It's not just Boone. The minute you lose that advantage, they don't want to chase with their closer. They're in the middle of this long stretch. It's the gauntlet. They're not going to treat these games like they're Game 7 of the World Series. As much as we want them to, they're not going to. But at some point, like, again, and you can't tell me you'd rather see Doval in this game. Doval comes in after Williams walks the nine-hitter, which is so maddening. I mean, that's the point. Like, his stuff isn't that bad. He's throwing the ball better than Doval right now. I actually would rather see Williams in the game than Doval. He's been terrible. But you can't throw a 1-2 fastball right down the middle to Correa after he looked terrible swinging at your changeup. That's just a terrible pitch selection. And he laces it down the right field line to start that inning. That's the first thing. And then I do think he's squeezed throughout the at-bat. But against the nine-hitter, even though you're squeezed, throw a fastball down the middle. You cannot walk in after you get the strikeout of your ass to have bases loaded, two outs, and you are one out away in the nine-hitter up, you can't walk them. And then Doval comes in, and tell me again how you'd rather see Doval in this game. He throws gasoline on the fire. He's throwing balls in the dirt. He has the balk. If he just comes in and gets a freaking out, the Yankees could possibly win this game because they end up scoring three runs on the Bellinger home run. But what's frustrating is they had the three-run lead multiple times. They had control of this game, and every single reliever brought in, and I know Williams is going to get the forefront of it, and I understand the decision to bring him in the game at all is going to be all over Boone. I get it. But let's be honest. I'm not saying Boone's right. I'm not trying to say that because I wouldn't have brought him in. I would have went to Bednar. I think we're at a point right now where you just have to understand, no matter who, like, Duvall's been as bad. You can go to Tim Hill, you can go to Bednar, you can go to anybody but Devin Williams right now in the eighth inning of a tie game. Of a game you want to win, you just can't do it right now. And over his last seven appearances, he is throwing the ball better. That's a fact. Over his last seven appearances, he's been throwing the ball better than Duvall. That's a fact. I'd rather see him in the game than Doval. Doval's been terrible. And he clearly came in and was awful. But in this game, it's hard for me to blame Boone when everybody he went to didn't do the job. He gave Cruz an opportunity to save the lead. He gave up two runs. He gave Weaver the opportunity in the seventh inning to keep a one-run lead. He blew the lead. That's the bottom line. Everybody he brought in didn't get the job done. And it's just like this Yankee team is going to find a way to not be able to handle prosperity. They get the really good win to start this series, the 7-1 win. They have the 3-0 and 4-1 lead. They get the home runs. The offense really doesn't do much after that. And we got to talk about Anthony Volpe, who had miserable at-bats, had an opportunity for sacrifice fly, didn't get it done. There's a couple of plays in this game, obviously. The ground ball to McMahon, where he decides not to come home with Alvarez at third base. It looked like he had a clear play at home plate to cut off a run there. He decides not to do it and just throws Altuve out at first base. That leads to the 4-3 score before going to the seventh, where Weaver blows the game. But like, it's not just about Devin Williams. That's what's going to be the forefront of this. The umpire is going to be the forefront of this. Everyone they brought in was unable to get the job done. Everyone they brought in. And then you just feel it spitballing. And if they could have just got out of the inning without throwing the wild pitch, without the balk, they actually had an opportunity to win the game. Bellinger gets the 3-run home run. That's what's frustrating about it. But right now, one good one, one bad one. They have an opportunity tomorrow to take the series. They got Carlos Rodon on the mound. Like, I understand we're going to get mad. And look, I get it. And for both teams, really, right now, it's ironic. Helsley and Williams are almost a carbon copy. Right? For the Mets, Helsley, his stuff is good. He's throwing 102 miles an hour. The numbers off of Helsley fastballs are crazy. Like, the average, I saw they were talking about it in the Met postgame. For 101-plus-mile-an-hour fastball, the average OPS, so that's slugging plus on-base percentage, is 580 or something like that, off 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. Helsley right now has a batting average, just batting average alone, higher than that. He comes in and immediately, boom, boom, bomb. 3-run home run to Carpenter, game is over. And Devin Williams, you can just feel it. You can just feel it. And while I'm defending Boone because everyone he brought in failed, and I do understand, I think the ultimate game plan, as long as they kept the lead, was to keep Devin Williams out of this game. You just can't bring him in these situations anymore. You just can't do it. You have to find something else. You have to be able to do something else. Bednar has not pitched in a couple of days. Bring him in the eighth inning and give yourself a chance in the ninth. I don't understand why they continue to do this. I don't understand why both these managers continue to do this. And then you listen to Mendoza saying you got to get him right. It's only a couple weeks left. Now, the one thing I'll say is last year, the same thing happened. The same thing happened with Clay Holmes. And I praised Aaron Boone for how he handled it. They took Clay Holmes out of the closer role, and they continued to throw him in big situations. They continued to work him in like they're trying to work in Devin Williams right now. And then come the postseason, he gave you 9 scoreless innings and was really good through the ALCS and ALTS. He was the first guy out of the bullpen. He got big outs in the 5th and 6th. He came in with jams, runners on. He got ground balls. He did a really nice job. And the way they massaged him into the playoffs was a huge factor in getting to the World Series. It was. It's hard to envision Devin Williams being that guy. It's hard to envision them being able to massage that. Same thing with Helsley. It's hard to envision in the next 2-3 weeks you are going to find an answer to why his 102-mile-an-hour fastball is getting hit to the level it's being hit. But they continue to throw these guys out there in situations that they have no business pitching in. And they are killing these teams. But for me, like, we'll get into Walsh. Brian Walsh, the home plate umpire, who, again, these guys are quick triggered to throw guys out. And I agree with Devin Williams. Like, it's hard to agree with him. But in the postgame, he said, for me to have the inning I had, where he was squeezed on at least four balls, at least four pitches that should have been called strike or called balls, and then to end the game on that outside pitch to Jazz, that's tough to take. It's tough to take. And I normally don't complain about umpires, but that's tough to take because we watched it with our own eyes. Devin Williams got squeezed on at least four strikes, and then they end the game on a pitch off the corner to Jazz. That's a tough way to end the game. With an opportunity as the go-ahead run to come up with Giancarlo Stanton, that's a tough way to end the game. But here's the bottom line. The gauntlet does not end after two games. I don't think the Yankees played overly sloppy. I thought the Yankees played well in this game. Will Warren pitched well for five innings. The offense has been still pretty damn good. They hit some home runs. They didn't do enough to tack on. But they played a clean, crisp game for the most part until really Devin Williams comes in the game in the eighth. But this bullpen's got to be better. That's the bottom line because we know they don't go deep into these games. Right? Even the starting pitching staff, you're going to get maybe Max Fried. We'll see Carlos Rodon, who has another big start. How many times have we said that this year? Carlos Rodon, another check for a big start game. Can Carlos Rodon answer the bell in a big game? This will be a big one later tonight with Carlos Rodon on the mound against the Astros trying to win this series and start this gauntlet off in the right way. But you're going to have to rely. Cam Schlittler, we don't know how deep he's going to go into games. You got Will Warren. You got Luis Gil. You're going to need your bullpen that's well-rested. We talked about how well-rested the bullpen is. They scored seven runs the other night. Blackburn was able to just pitch the eighth and ninth. The bullpen was completely rested, and yet Cruz couldn't get it done. Weaver couldn't get it done. And obviously, Devin Williams couldn't get it done. And Doval has been an absolute disaster since he's been here. So, like, we can complain about Doval, and we can complain about Williams. We can complain about Boone going to him. We can complain about all of it. I get it. But the bottom line is everybody failed. And I think the plan was to eliminate Devin Williams from the picture until the game got tied. And they got to go out there today and win a series. It's one game. It was only one game when they won it, and it's only one game when they lost one. They got to go out there and finish this thing and play better today, but at some point, the New York Yankees have to look at themselves in the mirror. At some point, the Mets, and we'll get more into the Met game as they drop the final game against Detroit, but ultimately take 2 of 3, and the Yankees will look for the series win tonight. But at some point, Aaron Boone and the New York Yankees are going to have to look at themselves and say, look, even if I understand it, even if Devin Williams was throwing the ball well, even if, you know, I don't want to waste Bednar in a tie game and theoretically maybe lose my closer, have to throw him two innings just and end up losing the game anyway, I understand the thought process of only wanting to use your closer to secure a victory. That is how most teams handle it, not just Aaron Boone, most teams. Most teams handle it where they're not pitching their closer unless if he's successful, they win. And in a tie game on the road, that's not the case. But at some point, you can't continue to throw Devin Williams into these situations, even if it makes sense on some level. Because he's just incapable. There is no... I push back on the idea that analytics is killing the game and analytics this and analytics that. At some point, you have to acknowledge that this goes beyond the numbers. That Devin Williams is incapable right now, mentally, to get through these innings. He was right there. Last night was a perfect example of Devin Williams being unable to get through it. He gives up the leadoff double, he walks two batters, and yet he manages to get the big strikeout, and he's there with the nine hitter, and he can't throw strikes. I know he got squeezed in one pitch in that at-bat, but you can't throw a 3-1 changeup down. You just can't do it. not to the nine hitter, not in a tie game in the eighth inning. He's incapable of getting through these innings. Helsley is incapable of getting through these innings. And you can say it until you're blue in the face that we're going to need everybody. Going to need everybody. If we want to get to where we're going, we're going to need everybody. Right now, these games are too important to just hide behind. We're going to need everybody. You didn't need Devin Williams last night. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Overall, it's one game. You know me. It's one game. They have an opportunity with a 15-game winner in Carlos Rodon on the mound later today to take this series. I thought they still played fairly well. They had the lead into the seventh inning. Weaver, the guy you trust, one of the two relievers you absolutely trust, couldn't get it done. And now tonight is a big game for Carlos Rodon and the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with your calls. We're up on the chat. I haven't checked it out just yet. We're on the YouTube overnight live. If you go to YouTube and you search WFAN, you can find me there and watch the show live. You could take part in the comments. You can make fun of my neck beard, my fat face, or anything else you want to do. That's typically what the comments are for. So join in. 888-808-1019. Let's talk a little baseball. We'll get to Vera Tucker and the devastating tricep injury to the best offensive lineman on what's supposed to be the best unit of this team and is supposed to be the driving force of what has a winning season for the New York Jets. So a devastating injury to start the year. We'll get to that. We'll get to the game tonight as the NFL season starts. Eagles, Cowboys tonight, but we start with the two men who have killed this team over the last month in the bullpen and the Yankees unable to build any sort of momentum off a very positive win to start game one of this gauntlet as they drop game two against the Astros and they look for the series win tonight with Carlos Rodon on the mound.